Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg. And let's see. Thank all of you folks who are on the phones hanging while we were taking the break, and thank you for being there. Okay, before I get to the phones, you know, Don, there was an article this week in the New York Times, and it's the title was Better to be Fat and Fit than Skinny and Unfit. And the upshot of that article really was that the key to being healthy is your fitness level. It doesn't matter if you're a little overweight. If you're fit, it's better to be fit and a little overweight than to be thin and not fit at all.
Yeah, I think the other way of putting it, what they were saying was that, you know, some people used to think that it was automatic. If you were a fat or overweight, then you automatically were unhealthy. And I think what the study was pointing out was that that's not necessarily true. You can be overweight and yet, as you're saying, still be fit and in turn be relatively healthy.
Yeah, which makes me feel good because I'm probably a few pounds overweight, and
just a few.
Yeah, but
me too.
But you know, one of the things for you folks, you know, Don and I believe in fitness, and we both spend time at the gym, and we have a personal trainer who does some good with us, and so we're happy to see articles like that.
Well, I think everybody is. I mean, we set up these goals, and sometimes the goals are not easy to achieve. And it's nice when you can set up goals that might be a little bit more realistic. And I think that's the key here. You can be fit and healthy without having to look like Mark Spitz
Mark Spitz still looks good.
Who's the guy that just did the 8 medals?
Phelps.
Yeah, Phelps. Yeah, you don't have to look like an Olympic athlete.
I was watching the 10,000 meters the other night, and some of those runners from Ethiopia and Kenya. All right. Anyway, let's say hello to Mike from Croton on Hudson, New York.
How you doing?
Good, Mike.
I'm fit and 20 pounds overweight, just to let you know, and it relates to my question. I was reading the Daily News, and there was an article in there that says if you are overweight, that if you're taking Lipitor, increased prostate cancer. I don't know if you heard anything about that. What do you think?
Yeah, I saw that article myself, and
I take 40 milligrams of Lipitor.
Well, that's a good dose. That's a good dose.
Yeah, my cholesterol is 170.
Well, that's why, because you're taking the Lipitor. It's a study. It showed something. Does it mean anything? You're not really sure at this point. It needs to be looked at probably a little further. You know.
Oh,
so,
it does. Okay.
But that's at least theoretically.
I mean, people are not going to stop taking Lipitor.
Well, that's the point.
Right?
You know, few things that we do are without some some contradiction. You know, most things you have to weigh the benefits and the risk, and that applies whether you're talking about nutritional supplements or whether you're talking about drugs or whether you're talking about your recreational activities or whatever, okay? Everything has a certain amount of risk. Here you are taking a prescription drug, presumably because you need to. You have high cholesterol. We know that there are dangers associated with high cholesterol. Well, is the benefit of lowering your cholesterol down to what we currently think is a much, much healthier level more important than this so far only a possible chance that it may increase your risk of some other problem? You know,
I have one more question for you. Can I give you another?
Sure.
I got my blood test back. The BUN, that's the kidneys, 1 to 26 is normal. I had a 27. Does that mean anything?
There's other things that you look at as relating to kidney. BUN is one. The other thing, and maybe more important, is called creatinine.
No, that was normal limits.
Okay. I would discuss it with your doctor.
Yeah, okay. Well, when he gave me my blood work back, he didn't even talk about that. And he was like,
yeah,
didn't mention it.
I think in terms of a slight increase like that, it probably is nothing. But as long as he's aware of it, that's all.
What is the BUN?
It's urea nitrogen. It's the amount. Usually, you excrete urea. It's the amount of urea that's floating around the blood.
The important thing is that if you were a female and you had a BUN that was in the oven, then you would have to be worried.
Okay.
Okay. Well, one other thing about the Lipitor thing and the prostate cancer.
Right.
You know, evidently they saw something. Now, is it because of the Lipitor itself, or is it because of something that the Lipitor is doing to the body that we could perhaps counter? For example, one good thing that or the bad thing that Lipitor does is it reduces CoQ10 levels.
Oh, I take CoQ10.
I know, but not everybody does. So is the fact that there's a increase in let's say prostate cancer, is it due to the Lipitor or is it due to the fact that it's lowering CoQ10 levels? Okay, so that's why I said these things need to be looked at. It's not as simple as just, you know, the Lipitor.
You see, that's wait. That's why we pay Arnie the big bucks, okay?
And that's why I'm going to live to 100, because I listen to you guys.
All right.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, Mike.
All right, bye.
All right, next we have George calling from somewhere in New Jersey.
Yes, hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, George.
I had a question about a substance called zeolite, and it's used as a chelating agent. And it's a liquid form and a powder form, and it's made from volcanic rock or something like that. Have you guys heard anything about that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's highly promoted, and I don't know that it has any real exciting benefits. It's the dose of the stuff is really, really low. You know what it is, Don?
It's an ion exchange resin, isn't it?
No,
I'm mixing up that with something.
It's
like a diatomaceous earth.
But the dose on the thing is like 24 milligrams. It's an aluminum silicate, you know. It's some kind of extract.
Yeah, I think it's used in the chromatography columns or something, if I remember correctly. It's whatever. Okay, but
yeah, they're promoting it as a heavy metal detoxifier.
Yeah,
if you put zeolite in Google it, you'll see. You know, it's a.
Well, that would fit with what I'm saying. It's going to do one of two things. It's either an ion exchange. A type agent, which would be what you would use for heavy metal chelation, or it also has some absorption activity like a diatomaceous earth. If you want to think of it like activated charcoal, it would have that concept. But
how it would work in the body, I don't know.
I don't know that it really.
I looked it up. It Yeah, I looked it up in MedPub. There's a lot of very interesting research that's been done from fairly august institutions over the years, and it looks like quite a chelator, and it does all the things that chelation agents.
The point are supposed is to. The point is that were the tests in vitro or in vivo?
I think both.
Were there tests?
Well, the question, though? I mean,
The question is, EDTA is another agent you could use,
right?
Intravenous. The problem with EDTA, one of the problems with EDTA is that it also chelates out other minerals, calcium,
yeah,
and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
Zeolite is not supposed to do that.
Are you trying to?
I have some heavy metal problems, mercury and arsenic and things like that.
Hey, give it a shot.
Okay.
give it a shot. It doesn't look like it's anything that's harmful.
That's the problem. That's why I'm trying to find somebody who knows about this, because there is some controversy. Zeolite is, depending on the granularity, it can have a glass, like the substance glass kind of effect if you don't get it in the right. The right granularity.
Now that sounds like marketing stuff from one company to another, trying to convince you that somehow their version is better than somebody else's version.
Yes, and that could be it.
Because
there is a liquid form that's arguing that.
So you got to be careful of that. We've been talking about the ways of dealing with the question of heavy metal toxicity a few times already, and whether it's really something that you should be worrying about, that you shouldn't. If you really have a problem with heavy metal toxicity, that's a medical problem, and you should be working out something with your physician, okay,
right.
Rather than buying some miracle working thing from some internet site that's telling you that theirs is better than the other one because it's been specially processed when the moon is full or something,
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I had one other question. I guess I guess the question I have is cholesterol, high cholesterol, is that symptomatic of something, namely inflammation, or in other words, what's causing the problem? Is it inflammation, or is cholesterol causing the problem?
What problem?
Well, problem that you would have with heart cardiovascular disease. Is inflammation causing the body?
Inflammation is involved in everything. Definitely.
Is it causing the body to create the cholesterol?
No.
No.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks
very
much. Right. Bye bye.
With that, I think it's time to pause for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And some good news, the entire American Health and Home Health lines now on sale at 30% off list at Wilner Chemists. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
We'll return after these messages.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and Nature Aid, 35% off full lines. American Health Enzymatic Therapy, Natrol Nature's Way, 30% off the full lines. And there's more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
These sale values are so great, Arnie's getting all choked up about it.
Absolutely.
Now, folks, did you receive our current product reference catalog? Well, you would have if you were on our mailing list. Of course, you can pick one up at any of their Wilner Chemist stores. It's free. If you're not on our mailing list, well, you can be. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. I'll give you that number again, okay? 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, wilner.com, that's Wilner with two L's, and subscribing online. As I said, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or at the Atlanta store. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals, will start taking your calls in just a moment.
We all know that as the body ages, it heals less rapidly and becomes more frail. Often, the body is unable to process enough nutrients to repair weakening cartilage and protein fibers. An important element in the building and repair of your body is silicon. Unfortunately, as you grow older, you may have difficulty absorbing adequate silicon from your diet. But now, thanks to a product called Jarosil, you can be sure to get adequate silicon. Jarosil can give you the silicon you need to support bone health and bone mineral density. In addition, Jarosil strengthens and beautifies your hair, skin, and nails. Jarosil is available in a synergistic liquid formula that also includes boron and zinc. Ask for Jarosil at Wilner Chemists. All Jaro formula products are available at a 20% discount at Wilner's. For more information, go to www.jaro.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR in New York, WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. And getting back to the phones, our next caller is Joanne from Hempstead, Long Island.
Hi.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi. I wonder if you could help me make a decision on this. I have high cholesterol. I'm at 266.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor was talking to me about taking red rice yeast, and I know that with that you have to take tests for the liver. Is it every 3 months or something like that for the enzymes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Well, it's not that. It's a good idea to take a test and just see where you are. And the amount of statin in red yeast rice is minimal. So it would be less significant to take the liver test than it would if you were taking one of the medications.
I see. Well, I have a question. A friend of mine got her cholesterol down 100 points with taking something called cholestatin.
Okay.
400 milligrams.
Right.
And it has a beta-cystosterol in
it. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I don't know, do you know or do you handle any of that? And does it have, is it a statin-type regiment, or
No. We do have products like that. Basically, they're called phytosterols.
Yeah.
What they do is they work by preventing the absorption of cholesterol from your food.
I see. So she said it was wonderful, and it was recommended to her by somebody else.
Yeah, it definitely can have a beneficial effect on total cholesterol. It can help with the LDL cholesterol, maybe even, I'm not sure too much, but the HDL maybe a little. So, but it's for the type of person. It's for the type of person who's where diet plays, an important role in the cholesterol level.
I see.
You
so
see,
it's
that's
not
an,
a
wait, wait, wait. That's an important point that Arnie just made, and I wanted to emphasize that. In this particular type of problem, what worked for a friend of yours may or may not work for you. Okay.
I see.
Because again, there's different things that can cause high cholesterol. And, if you're taking something that only is addressing one of those mechanisms, one of those pathways, and if that's not where your problem lies, in your case, it might not be as helpful as it was to somebody else. But, one thing to do is to give it a try and see what happens, or to go with a combination product.
Yep.
I like the product like the Nature's Way citronol with phytosterols. It kind of approaches it from both directions, or the combination products like the Cholestasure or the Cholestame.
Or actually, her doctor recommended the red yeast rice. Take the red yeast rice because that works by interfering with your liver's ability to make cholesterol, and the cholestatin or the phytosterols work by preventing the absorption. So that's like the perfect combination.
We did a program on red yeast rice about a month ago, was it, Arnie? The reason we did it is because research has continued to show that the red yeast rice does work. There was some research done looking at the various products. We did some research and came up with some products that we felt were effective red yeast rice products, one of which we advertised during the first part of the show, the one from Doctor's Best, and it's on sale right now, I think at half price.
Right, good time
so
to start.
Really, it's hard to argue that that it wouldn't make good sense for you to give this Doctor's Best red yeast rice a try and see how it works.
Is this one of them that has a combination in it as well? As you said?
No, this is just the red yeast rice, but you take a phytosterol with it, you'll be fine.
I see.
Then you'll cover both bases.
Was Nature's Way?
Nature's May is something different. I'll tell you what, if you want to hang on, Joanne, we need to pause for a quick break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here's some good news. The entire line of American and Home Health products now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemists. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
If you're traveling on the Grand Central Parkway, some improving news. Eastbound side heading in towards the area of Little Neck Parkway. We had a car fire. Looks like it's been cleared away, but traffic's still extremely heavy. LIE is still a better option for you, as well as Hillside Avenue, as well as Union Turnpike. Belt Parkway heavy into Cross Bay Boulevard. Earlier crash, though, long gone. Also on the Cross Bronx Expressway, still slow westbound side Bronx over Parkway to the GW Bridge. Eastbound side coming off the bridge to Jerome Avenue. Sluggish get into Westchester Avenue. And speaking of the bridge, now a 30-minute tie-up for you on the inbound upper deck. Downstairs, a 20-minute delay. Outbound side, not too bad. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 25 minutes in both directions. Over and over at the Lincoln Tunnel, it's 25 minutes into town, 5 minutes on the return trip. This report is sponsored by your local Mercedes-Benz dealers. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned event is back for a limited time. Visit searchmercedes.com to find your local Mercedes-Benz dealer and take advantage of special financing offers today. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
For a good doctor, wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191, 973-218-9191, or on the web at drpodell.org, drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710, WOR.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about supplements. And the number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. Joanne, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here, and I had one more question to ask you.
Okay, we'll try and give you one more answer.
Yeah.
I have osteoporosis, and I've been told that it's quite serious, and I've reached the age of 75, and I was told to take this new treatment, which is something called Forteo,
right,
where you give an injection to yourself every morning.
Right.
And I was just wondering if you could answer a question about it, if you know anything about that.
We'll try.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I understand you can only take it for 2 years. After that, there's a safety, I don't know.
I don't know that they have, they may not have enough data to support taking it more than that.
I see.
You know, maybe in 2 years, after you've taken it 2 years, they'll say take it for another 2 years.
I see. And it's supposed to rebuild bone very quickly. So I just was curious as to what you know about it and if you have any suggestions.
Other than the fact that, you know, you need to do all the other things as well. Most important, I would say, would be your vitamin D level.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're getting adequate vitamin D. And if you haven't had your vitamin D blood level checked, have it checked now.
Yeah, I did have it checked and it's low.
Most important, you need to treat what you find. If you find something that's low like that with a problem relating to it, you definitely must treat it. So you need to elevate that vitamin D level to significantly, probably to somewhere between 40 and 50.
Well, I don't, you know, I disagree with saying most important is vitamin D.
Calcium?
Yeah, I mean, increasing the vitamin D, if you're not getting enough calcium, magnesium, and silicon, and all the other stuff necessary for the vitamin D to do something, isn't going to do you any good. So it's the vitamin D along with all of those nutrients that we constantly tell you about, the calcium and the magnesium and the trace minerals like the silicon. All of those things work together with each other. Taking any one of these medical treatments without also making sure that you're getting optimal levels of all of those components of bone in your diet or in your supplements, it won't do you any good.
Are you taking the minerals, Joanne?
I'm taking magnesium.
Right.
And I'm taking vitamin D.
You're taking calcium?
I just started taking the calcium because it upset me. It comes in a capsule form, and it was upsetting me. I didn't know if you'd have that in a liquid form.
Sure, we do.
And that would be better to take. Do you have anything in the combination?
Sure.
That you just suggested?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's all sorts of things. And give us a call or come into the store if you can.
Okay. Does 2,000 sound very high of the vitamin D?
Not today, no. Not at all.
Okay. So then you've answered my questions. Thank you very much.
Okay. The point you made about the calcium and magnesium is of course correct, you know. But I think a lot of times, even without taking heroic amounts of calcium, if your vitamin D level is good, you'll absorb more of it.
Well, I also disagree. You know, one of the biggest deals right now is getting blood tests for your vitamin D levels. So, you know, if you had stock in companies that were doing vitamin D blood levels, you'd be you'd be rich. And Dr. Podell always, you know, the first thing, get your. I don't see why. We know now that you can take a high dose of vitamin D without having to be concerned about the toxicity. So what the heck do I need to get my blood tested for? If I am at risk to osteoporosis, take 2,000 units of vitamin D, period, and the calcium and the magnesium and the silicon. I don't care about what my blood level is. It's either going to be low or it's not going to be low. Either way, what am I going to do? I'm going to take a high level of vitamin D. So why waste my time with the blood test?
Because vitamin D may not be the significant thing.
But it doesn't matter. It's cheap. And it's not toxic. So you take a couple thousand units a day. It's also going to help.
It helps to
prevent cancers. It helps with this.
Yeah,
it helps with that. So, you know, it's not.
But if your level is already high, you need to look somewhere else.
You still can take it. well,
you may need to
look at calcium, magnesium, everything else. You know, whatever it is, you're going to do the same thing. So that's my point.
I don't know that you would. If your blood level for vitamin D, for example, is on the high side, you may definitely have to look somewhere else. You may have to look at maybe it's a calcium thing, maybe it's a parathyroid thing. You know, I think that getting information is probably never bad. You know, it may not always be necessary, but I don't think it's ever bad. You know, you never know what it'll show you.
So what you're pointing out is that you're not so much concerned with whether it's going to show that your vitamin D is low. You're concerned that it may show that your vitamin D is high. And then the question is, well, if your vitamin D is high, why do you have osteoporosis?
That could be, too. Okay. Absolutely. But once again, I don't think that you may, for example, let's say your vitamin D level is low. Okay, and you do what you're saying and take a couple thousand IUs of vitamin D. And after a couple months, it's not going up enough. You may be one of these people who needs 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, not 2,000. You know, it's a good way to monitor what you're doing. You can monitor your progress.
So you're suggesting that I go and I invest in one of these companies that does the testing? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Buy a stock? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Who's next? David from somewhere in New Jersey.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes.
My question, first of all, I'm 50, 6'6", and a brand new father, 4 month old son, for the first time.
Oh, now I see why you're sweating too much.
I still break into a sweat pretty easily, and, you know, this has always been, and I was just wondering, is there a reason for that? Is there a supplement that I could take that's going to reduce that? And I don't know, if you need more information, just ask, but that's my concern. It's not an overly bad situation, but it's just something that I'd like to find out more about.
Off the top, I don't know, other than to say you probably have it could be a nervous thing. Number one, you just could be reacting. Your nervous system is reacting in that way. Number two, it definitely is related to the nervous system. I think your what we call the cholinergic nervous system may be a little active there, and you know it just may be causing an overactive sweating situation. But if it's not, I would say if it's not that troubling, you know, that's just you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Do you agree, Don?
Yeah, you know, the autonomic nervous system is one of the things that can control that. And, you know, I would suggest that if you haven't mentioned it to your regular family doctor, that you should. And if in spite of that it's still a problem, maybe you may want to talk to an endocrinologist perhaps, you know, to see if there is anything that he can, you know, do to kind of test. You know, I'm a big believer in testing. Maybe while you're there, you can get your vitamin D tested as well. to see. but really, that's about, you know, beyond that, no, there's no, you know, anti-sweating vitamin or anything like that that I can think of that we could mention to you. No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks a lot, gentlemen. I appreciate it. And your show is just very informative. Every show should be.
And congratulations on the beginning of your family there. Okay.
Thanks very much. I need to live another 30 years.
There you go.
Thanks.
All right. Next, we have Anne calling from Freeport, Long Island. Hello, Anne.
Hello. Can you tell me? If this is true, I heard on a health program that soy milk or any soy product causes cancer, and he wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Now, I've been using soy milk for a long time. I also gotten your book, the book by Michael Murray,
right,
about treating and preventing diabetes, which I have. I have diabetes. And he has a lot of, he has smoothies for breakfast, mm-hmm, in there, and calls for soy milk or low-fat milk.
Okay.
Now, soy milk has less carbs and less sugar than even a low-fat milk. So what's your input on this? Because I'm, like, confused.
number one, I think what you heard, you know, was somebody's extreme bias against soy. You know, I don't.
Oh, he knocked it all together. He said it's like a poison.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, people have a tendency to go a little bit overboard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, you know, there are many, many benefits to soy.
Mm-hmm.
And to soy supplements, to soy fortified foods, and so forth. Sometimes the benefits, because of its medical type properties, there can be some people that you know, whereas for one person a benefit can be just the opposite to somebody else. Soy contains things that can be a pro-estrogen in nature, okay? Now, this can be good or it can be bad. It can be a weak phytoestrogen is good if it blocks strong estrogens. But if in some cases, one can also speculate that anybody who is very sensitive to estrogen levels, even if they're taking something that has any amount of a pro-estrogenic activity, can be a potential problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to read about this in one place, you can go to Health Notes. There's a link to Health Notes on our website. Let me quote something. We have time for a quick quote, Arnie?
A quick quote.
I guess so. Okay. Most research, including animal studies, report the anti-cancer effects of soy extracts, though occasional animal studies have reported cancer-enhancing effects. The findings of several recent studies suggest that consuming soy might, under some circumstances, increase the risk of breast cancer. When ovaries have been removed from animals, a situation related to the condition of women who have had the total hysterectomy, dietary genistein, which is an isolated extract of soy, has been reported to increase the proliferation of breast cancer cells. When pregnant rats were given genistein injections, their female offspring were reported to be at greater risk of breast cancer. Although premenopausal women have shown decrease in estrogen levels in response to soy, proestrogenic effects have also been reported. When premenopausal women were given soy isoflavones, an increase in breast secretions resulted, an effect thought to elevate the risk of breast cancer. In yet another trial, healthy breast cells from women previously given soy supplements containing isoflavones showed an increase in proliferation rates, an effect that might also increase the risk of breast cancer. And blah, blah, blah. There's more here. Basically, if you are someone who is at risk to breast cancer, the estrogen-responsive type of breast cancer, you certainly might want to hesitate to take one of the isoflavone extracts of soy, like a genistein-type supplement. Whether you need to worry about taking a plain old soy is still not known for sure. What they're saying here is that, you know, there's just some question. They don't know whether it's a problem or not. And that's something that we can't answer. There are probably more studies showing that soy is beneficial than there are showing that it's possibly a pro-cancer. Okay?
That clear everything up for you, Ann?
Yeah, but let me ask you one more thing.
You can ask us one more thing, but it'll be after the break, okay?
Okay.
So hang on if you wish. We'll be back after these messages.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
Hear what integrative physician and best-selling author Fred Pescatore has to say about the importance of probiotics to your digestive health.
No matter what health issues may be troubling you, think about supporting your friendly bacteria as part of the remedy. Our good bacteria make important vitamins, help digest our food, detoxify harmful substances, balance hormones, build immunity, fight off disease-causing bacteria, and much more. It's easy to see why restoring gut flora often makes a profound improvement in health, even for persons who don't think they have a digestive concern. And my choice for restoring gut flora is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's what I use and recommend to my patients. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's that good.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your phone calls. And we were talking to Anne. Are you still there, Anne?
Yes, I am.
What's your next question?
I wanted to ask, what is your opinion on the low-fat milk to almond milk compared to almond milk? Because almond milk has 11 carbohydrates, and milk, even though it's low fat, has 12. So,
there's no difference between 11 and 12.
12, right? There's very little difference.
Yeah, so, you know, if you don't want to use the soy, there is almond milk. There's rice milk. There are other you know, nice alternatives.
Well, being I'm diabetic, I have to watch the sugars. So the soy milk was the lowest in sugars and carbs. But so then you think it's all right.
Well, theoretically, why do you need all this milk anyway?
Well, because I'm making these smoothies. I'm following Michael Murray's book.
Oh, you're doing it for that reason. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, and I really right. feel much better on
okay.
this regimen.
Yeah, whichever one you like, and you're doing the right thing if you're checking the carbs, so
right.
that's good.
Are you using that, Michael Murray developed some products for natural factors, Welbetex, or I think it was called, that are smoothies, the powder that you can use to make the smoothies out of, too. I don't remember what the source of protein. Do you remember, Arnie? Is it soy?
Whey protein in the book.
Ah, whey, okay.
Whey.
Well,
yeah.
Well
okay.
You know, all you do with this, you just put a few scoops into the blender or something, and it already contains the PGX fiber in there, so that would be an excellent thing for you to use.
Yeah, but you know what? You fellas do not have a store on Long Island. I cannot go into the city. So,
well, we do have a website, and we do have an 800 number. All you have to do is just give us a call. We'll send it to you.
But then I have to pay shipping.
So?
Well,
it's cheaper than getting in your car and paying gas.
Yeah, maybe today
days.
It's true. Okay, so that's I'll have to inquire about that.
All right.
Okay? Thank you, boys.
Right,
it's wonderful. Have a good day.
Thank you. Should we feel happy that she called us boys?
I'm just glowing.
Yeah. Okay, next we have Mary from Morris Plains, New Jersey. Hi, Mary.
Hello. I'm calling about the, again, I shouldn't say again, but it's been discussed,
right.
The red yeast rice.
Okay.
What I'm calling about is that, of course, I'm trying to lower my cholesterol and my LDL.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm calling about is that on the label, It says, do not take if you've had major surgery. Well, I've had major surgery, you know, the last 2 years.
Okay, what product are you looking at?
I'm looking at Vitamin Shoppe product.
Yeah, I don't know why they would have that on there.
Really?
Really.
Huh. Because when I was going to take it, and when it said do not take if you've had major surgery.
No, I don't know why they would do that.
Oh, really?
Really.
So you think it's safe to take?
Once again, you could check with your doctor, but I don't know why they would do that.
Yeah. Okay, then thank you so very much.
You're very, very welcome. Okay, next we have Ed calling from Queens. Hello, Ed.
Hi. I recently heard an advertisement about the sublingual use of B12, B6, and folic acid instead of giving injections to seniors. Have you heard anything about that?
No, but why? It's very frequently used. B12 is frequently given as an injection, not just to seniors, but other people as well. But I don't know that B6 is used as so much as injection or folic acid. I don't know why you would want to inject them.
Well,
I think he's saying that they're pushing it as a sublingual tablet.
Yeah, you can use.
And is the question whether there's any need to take it as a sublingual tablet?
The question is the convenience of taking it sublingually worth it? In other words, when compared
It turns out that you do not need to get B12 by injection. If you take a high-potency B12 by mouth, you will most likely get the same benefit that you will by injection. This is new information over the past couple of years that has come out from research. They used to think that some people had to have it by injection because it couldn't be absorbed through the stomach. It's no longer true. You just have to take a high dose. Sublingual is just a marketing thing. It doesn't really get absorbed sublingually. If it makes you feel good to put it on your tongue and make believe that it's being absorbed, go ahead and do it. But basically, you're just swallowing it, and then it's getting absorbed later the same way any other B12, B6, folic acid product would get absorbed. Okay.
Is there any recommended amount of B12 that would do the thing you say?
Well, we don't know for sure in each individual case because we don't know what your potential problem is with the absorption of B12. For normal people, you may only need 500 micrograms. For you, you might need 2,000 or 5,000 micrograms. It's cheap. I would suggest that you go, what's the high dosage, Arnie?
5,000, yeah.
Yeah, I would suggest that you get a 5,000 microgram dose and take that because there's little danger in taking too much, and then you'll know that you're doing... But you're probably doing what you need. But again, the combination that you're mentioning is what we call a homocysteine reducing formula. The combination of B12, B6, and folic acid is designed to reduce homocysteine levels, not primarily to be a plain B12 supplement.
Right.
So, and there's a difference, okay?
Yeah.
And we no longer know for sure whether reducing homocysteine is going to make you live an extra 20 years or cure your heart disease problems.
Yes.
Okay, we know it probably won't cure your heart disease problems. I think what we're trying to find out is if it'll help prevent your heart disease problems.
Yeah. No, we don't know whether elevated homocysteine is a cause or the effect. That's the problem these days, okay? But again, it doesn't hurt, you know. As they say here in New York, it doesn't hurt.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, bye. Thanks for that call, Ed. Okay, and now we have to pause for this short message from American Health. Have you been hit with a case of the summer sniffles? Just because it's warm outside doesn't mean you shouldn't be concerned about your immune health. Eating on the run and too little sleep can contribute to lowering immunity any time of the year. Taking a high-quality vitamin C supplement daily, like Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health, can bolster your immune system and keep you healthy year-round. Non-acidic, Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. It is quickly absorbed and retained in the immune system for up to 24 hours. Now that's advanced immune protection you can count on. And Ester C is backed by over 20 years of science. It's the most researched vitamin C brand in the world. When it comes to the health of your immune system, turn to one of the most widely recommended vitamin C supplements for boosting immune health. Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health. Available at Wilner Chemists. Okay, well, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, the Midtown store at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, the downtown store at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira in the control room for helping us out today. And we've had a good time this afternoon, and we've reached the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We shall return next Sunday at 2 o'clock. We hope you'll be here.
Thank you for listening to the Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.